your home insurance to Allstate.
Too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now, that's a plot twist.
Shh. Check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Let's face it. Winter can be a hard season. It's cold pretty much all the time. Blizzard. You have to shovel. Another blizzard. You slip on ice. But you know what makes winter suck a little less? Getting a free phone. Join Cricket Nation and get a free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G. Ooh, ouch. Welcome to enjoying more. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Must open a new line on the $60 unlimited plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
KIIC News and Weather Center. This is your weather update for all of southern Iowa. Clear skies overnight tonight. Your low around 23 degrees. Tuesday becoming increasingly cloudy. The high around 43. When we get to Wednesday, a 40% chance of rain in the afternoon. Possibly a little chance of snow before the midnight hour. Now it's time for Just Start Talking on Thunder Country. Just Start Talking is a community service program from KIIC. And now with your host, Pat Powers, here's Just Start Talking.
With me right now for my edition of Just Start Talking, I have Haley Swan. Haley, thanks for being with me today on KIIC.
Of course, Pat. Thanks for having me today.
It's a pleasure indeed. Always good to talk with the Swan girls down there at Bloomfield. We'll get to that for a little bit. But the first item we want to make certain our people know about, we're talking about your involvement with Spirit of Pella. But we'll talk with that in a little bit. Go ahead and fill us in a little background of where you grew up at and talk about the things that you were involved in as a kid in high school.
Yeah, so I grew up in Bloomfield, Iowa, and absolutely love Southeast Iowa. I was a Mustang. I graduated in 2019, and the years that I was in high school, I kind of did a hodgepodge of things because, of course, when you go to small-town Iowa school, you have that opportunity to be involved in a lot of different things. And so I played tennis. I was involved in community theater, which I absolutely loved. Actually, there was one show that my sister Megan and I both did together. I was Ariel and she was Flounder. And so a lot of fun memories made at the theater. And then, of course, I was very involved in 4-H, and I have lots of memories coming from there, not only in high school, but ever since fourth grade. I showed dogs, I made jam with my grandma, I sewed a few things, and I loved doing the communication presentation. So lots of different memories made in 4-H, and then coming to high school here, I also was involved in some student council things. I did Quiz Bowl. Just a lot of different events and activities that I enjoyed with my friends. And I have very fond memories from high school. So I'm grateful for that.
Well, that's a good way to put it. You get out of it what you put into it. And it sounds like that you took your opportunities that were presented for you to be involved in a lot of things. And that's great to hear. Are you still involved in tennis? Do you still play tennis on the side?
I do still play tennis on the side. So I actually played at Central College, is where I went to college after getting my AA degree from Indian Hills. So I went to Indian Hills, then went to Central College, and I played tennis there for a little bit, and then made some great friends from that, and a few of them stuck around the area in Pella, and so we still get together sometimes and play tennis, which is one of those sports that's a lifelong sport. So it's been fun to stay in touch with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And the popularity of pickleball has really exploded as well. Have you got into that yet?
So it definitely has exploded, and I have played a little bit in Coachella with some of my friends. It's definitely very popular there. Now, I will say, it is nothing like tennis, and it's taking me a little bit to get used to. But it's also something that's it's fun, and it's a new challenge.
Good deal. All right, let's go ahead and devil a little bit into your time at Central College. What did you take in terms of your academic studies?
So when I went to Central College, I majored in communication studies, and I was very fortunate to have wonderful professors who they were all about making sure students knew how to learn, not just learning the content, but learning to learn and to keep growing. Because what I'm finding, especially now that I'm in the job world, is that wherever you go or wherever you start a career, it's very important to keep learning because there's always something new that might be coming up, and new material to learn. And so that was something that my professors very much instilled in us, is to be a lifelong learner. So some of those classes that I took with communication studies were communication theory, content, media, writing. So what does it look like when you're writing when it comes to the media world? I took a public relations course. And then, of course, I also was able to take some other classes kind of on the side just for fun. I took a printmaking class where that was an art class where we made our own print. That was a very unique and interesting class that I very much enjoyed. Yeah, and then I also took some classes that were based upon content evaluation. So evaluating contemporary media was one of my courses, and I thought that was definitely a very valuable class just because we learned how to dissect different media pieces, whether it be in the newspaper, in the news, in a magazine, in an article, different things like that. And so I very much enjoyed that class because it really got our critical thinking skills going. And then it also made you think, you know, check your sources, check out who is writing this, what is their background. And so it definitely was a good class to make you think and make you question things before you took it for face value.
I'm talking with Haley Swan for my edition of Just Start Talking, and she's involved with the Spirit of Pella, which we'll be getting to here in a little bit. But Haley, I appreciate what you just said about those communication studies. You said that tennis is a lifelong sport that you can have. Critical thinking in terms of looking at the media critically is a lifelong skill that you can have as well.
Yep, that's for sure. And it helps you to keep exercising your brain, for sure.
All right. So as a student there at Central, one of the first things that I knew that you got involved with in terms of the Dutch heritage was being a part of the parade there during tulip time. You talked about the traditional garb that you wore, including the wooden shoes and things on that nature. Mm-hmm. Talk about how you got involved with being a part of this particular event.
Mm-hmm. So when I was at Central College, I worked at the Spirit Shop, and the ladies who worked full-time there, they also are very involved with the Tulip Time Festival. And so we had this sign-up sheet that Central College students could sign up to be a Dutch dancer. So you could Dutch dance as part of the festival, and that happened in the afternoon, and then they had an evening portion as well. And so you would have a partner. We would practice on Sunday afternoons leading up to the festival, and whenever we practiced, we learned the different traditional Dutch dances, which was super fun. Now if you asked me today to do those dances, I think I could only maybe remember a few moves, but it's one of those things where You start dancing, and it kind of never leaves you either. So I might have a few missteps, but it's also one of those things that was super fun during college. And, of course, Pella is very well known for the Tulip Time Festival and the Dutch heritage. And so coming into a new world and learning about that heritage, it was very exciting. And then also getting to be a part of that staple piece of the Festival of Dutch Dancing was a super fun experience as well. So very, very honored that I was able to be a part of that whenever I was going to college there during the Tulip Time.
You might be giving out secrets, but that's the way it goes sometimes. So talk about these Dutch shoes. I have not ever wore or put on a pair. So do you have socks on? Do you go barefoot? Do you wear them over your shoes? Talk about that wooden shoe activity.
Yeah, that's a great question. So here's where a few secrets might be coming out here about the wooden shoes. So we put on two layers of socks for extra padding. And then also what I would do is stick Kleenexes in the front of the shoe. And then that would also give it some extra padding as well, because sometimes it can be kind of difficult for them to stay on. You always have to make sure that your foot is going forward. And so that is something that it's a trial and error thing for each individual. You kind of have to learn what's the most comfortable for you.
Okay. Interesting stuff. And of course, yeah. They have those available just like a roller skating ring. They got the skates there that you use and then you put them away. I'm assuming you didn't have to buy. You can just use a supply that's available. Is that right?
That's correct. Yep. So we had a lady in the community who had quite a few wooden shoes, and we were able to select from that array of wooden shoes what was the best fit. And then, of course, there were also printed wooden shoes. And so you have different, prints that were on some of them as well, and designs. And so definitely made it a lot of fun.
That's interesting to hear about that part. Some people that are not familiar with that find that intriguing. So thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
So the real reason why we went ahead and talked to you is because of the fact that you have become a new volunteer with something called Spirit of Pella. Talk about this new adventure that you got yourself into.
Yeah, so I am helping out with Spirit of Pella, and it has definitely, I opened my eyes to the world of the arts, and that was something, of course, that I was involved a little bit in, as I had talked about previously, being involved with theater. And then I also love listening to some live music, and Spirit of Pella is all about bringing those kinds of things to the community of Pella. And so just bringing in the spirit, reviving some of those person-to-person interaction events. And so my role or duties with Spirit of Pella, I help with the Fab Foodie Friday events that are occurring Fridays up until the end of November. So November 22nd is our last event, but from 11 to 1, people can come to the Clock and Spell Plaza, and they can listen to live music, and then, of course, also bring food from different businesses that are on the square or around the square, and bring that to the plaza where there is some seating there, and then listen and enjoy some live music. So that happens from 11 to 1 and 5 to 7 on Fridays, and then my portion in that is booking the entertainment. So there are a few students who stuck around after college that I went to college with, and they still play and sing, and they have instruments. They have acoustic sets. They play a little bit of everything. So we have some younger people who are involved, and then we also have some long-standing community members who have played as well. So that's been fun just to get to have that variety. There's been some easy rock, country, some contemporary music. And so it's just kind of a range of different things there. And so that is an event that Spirit of Pella has been putting on this fall. So it's very recent, very new, but it's also been a huge hit with the community. So it's been super exciting to get to be a part of that. And then, of course, in the future, especially when Christmas comes around, Spirit of Pella is very involved in a lot of different things that happen within the community there. So Pella has a tunnel of lights that's in the middle of the square, and that was funded and put on by Spirit of Pella as well. And so just a lot of great family-friendly, community-friendly things happening through there with the Spirit of Pella. And the reason why I wanted to get involved was because I grew up, my mom, Kelly, she was a wonderful, still is a wonderful volunteer who definitely gets involved in any way that she can. And I definitely feel like that was passed down to me of just the instillment of getting involved and getting to meet new people, because Pella is definitely the community of Pella is still a new world for me that I am learning about, but they have welcomed me in with open arms, and I'm very grateful for that and getting to be involved in the community in this way.
I like what you said about your mom being involved, because you saw how she was a giving person, and you're doing the same thing. I'm talking with Haley Swan. She grew up in Bloomfield, Iowa there, and now she's going to be in Pella, and she's part of a group called Spirit of Pella. And when you were talking about the musicians, Haley, one thing that came to the forefront from my standpoint is your networking. Your networking is phenomenal, because that's also a lifelong skill. You're going to make these connections, and those people have connections, and your reach of folks that you know gets bigger and bigger in terms of getting newer musicians into the plaza there that you talked about. Talk about that networking. I mean, it's very, very common, but some people don't realize how big it can get in terms of a network.
Yeah, for sure. So I think networking is definitely something that is a huge part of, especially when you're getting out of high school, and if you go straight into the job world, or you go to college, whatever you choose to do. Meet people, get to know them. Number one, everyone has a story, but also number two, you might be talking to someone and they could be older than you, younger than you, and they know about some opportunities that might be out there that you would be interested in. And also the things that you can learn from people too. I think that's huge as well, is just getting to know people who maybe they have a little bit of a different background than you, or they might know some experiences or skills that you don't know about. And so I think that's huge, especially as you are embarking on any new adventure. It's very important to find mentors as well, just because sometimes it helps to know people who know a little bit of the ropes, and you can definitely learn from them there too. So yeah, networking is for sure huge, and you don't know what you don't know, and so never be afraid to ask questions, ask the hard questions, and stay curious.
I like the way you think. I'm talking with Haley Swan for my edition of Just Start Talking here on KIIC. She grew up in Bloomfield, Iowa, and now she's in the Pella area and being involved with the Spirit of Pella, which is a community-based group. Going back to those parades, though, and talking about that, finding new people, you've got to be amazed at the number of people that are in attendance during this Tulip Time Festival that happens in May. It's just incredible how many people and buses are coming in day after day after day.
It truly is amazing. There are tons and tons of people that come. I don't know the specific numbers, but I do know that there are people who will come in from all over the United States. So There'll be people coming in from California, lots of different places. And so Tulip Time Festival, Pella definitely turns into a whole nother world when Tulip Time comes around. And it's so fun. It's so exciting just to see all of the food trucks that are out, all of the events that are happening throughout the day. And it just brings, of course, a liveliness and a sense of community. And it's a super exciting time in Pella for sure. That first weekend of May is always a good start to the spring.
In this email that I got that mentioned the fact that you were with the Spirit of Pella committee, one of the last things you say, you have the plans to move there soon, or what you call a fully authentic Pella life being there. I'm assuming that you have started to get used to the cuisine in terms of eating, whether it's a bakery item or something from the restaurant. Talk about your taste palate as it's changed from being growing up in Bloomfield to where you're at now in Pella.
Yeah, so I have been able to try tons of new foods in Pella, and that has been super exciting. So there's a lot of different restaurants. You have George's Pizza, which is wonderful gourmet pizza there. You have the Butcher's Brew House. They have lovely meals as well. I just had an apple butter burger the other day there, and it's super tasty.
Sounds
and
tasty.
Then, of course, yeah, it is. And then, of course, you can't go wrong with any of the bakeries. So I'm a huge muffin girl. I love muffins. And Vanderplug Bakery and, of course, Yarsma, they both have some great-tasting muffins there. And then the Dutch Letters, too. Of course, Pella is famous for their Dutch Letters. And so there's some wonderful Dutch Letters around town as well. So definitely a variety of foods and coffee as well. I love coffee. And so that's something that once I move back into town, I'm going to have to for sure put some limits on myself when it comes to the food.
All right. You might be letting the cat out of the bag with this next question, but so be it. So with this community committee group that you have, Spirit of Pella, what's next on the docket that you're already trying to get ready for? What's happening soon in the community of Pella?
Mm-hmm. That is a great question. So I would say as far as what I'm involved in and my roles and duties within Spirit of Pella, I'll talk specifically on Fab Foodie Fridays. And so that is something that we are just trying a few new things happening there with certain locations in Pella, and then, of course, bringing in that live entertainment. And so kind of looking at, you know, furthering that, what could plans look like for the future with those Fab Foodie Friday events, what different music could come in, different things like that. And so that has been something that we are excited to kind of further the plans there, see what happens within that. And then, of course, Christmas is on its way, and so Spirit of Pella, again, having that tunnel of lights and just the different lights that can bring that ambiance into a community. So those are just some, it's the little things. I think that's what Spirit of Pella really tunes into, is that wherever you are, whatever you're doing, when it comes to events, don't miss the details. It's all about the little things. And so different events that are coming in or that Spirit of Pella is thinking about continuing, I would say that's where our minds are focused on right now, is making sure that we don't miss those little details.
Great information, as always. You did not disappoint at all. I've been chatting with Haley Swan. She grew up in Bloomfield, and now she's in the greater Pella area and involved with a committee called Spirit of Pella. You've been with me here on this edition of Just Start Talking. And if you want to go back and listen to this all over again, go to our website, www.kiicradio.com, and select that the Listen Live tab on the top banner there. And on the right side, you'll be able to find this Just Start Talking episode with Haley Swan. Haley, thank you so very much for giving us a look into the spirit of Pella.
Thank you so much, Pat. It's always a joy.
Do this. What is it? Someone said food fight. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's like a fun household there. I'd come over for that. No, that's not the answer. We'll get to it, though. Charlie Daniels Band coming up.
Here drinking, trying to keep from thinking I'm a boozing my troubles away. But now I couldn't make her stay. Well, doggone her anyway. She can't say that I didn't try. Pour me another one, I'm finished with the other one. I'm drinking my baby goodbye. Every time we disagree, she was always asking me, are you a man or a mouse? Now that she's gone, she probably thinks that I'm home just for moving around the house. She probably thinks that she's the one thing I just couldn't get along without. Well, wouldn't it surprise her? I got a sympathizer as long as these bottles hold out. Well, I was sitting on the bar stool acting like a dirt fool. That's what I'm doing today. And I'm sitting here drinking, trying to keep from thinking I'm a boozing my troubles away. And I couldn't make her stay. Well, doggone her anyway. She can't say that I didn't try. Pour me another one, I'm finished with the other one. I'm drinking my baby goodbye. Try to sit down and talk to her, it always ends up in a fuss. I tried to reason with her right up till the time that she got on that Greyhound bus. It'd be better if I could forget her, cause she sure forgot about me. And if it takes all night, I'm gonna do it right. I'm gonna sit here till I can't see. Well, I'm sitting on the bar stool acting like a dirt fool. That's what I'm doing today. And I'm sitting here drinking, trying to keep from thinking I'm losing my troubles away. But I couldn't make her stay. Well, doggone her anyway. She can't say that I didn't try. Pour me another one, I'm finished with the other one. I'm taking my baby goodbye.
then you sail away.